Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, I went through this just recently. When do you keep your sick child home from school if they just tell you they don't feel well? Do they get to stay home from school if they're coughing, if they're sneezing, if they have a fever? I mean, what really signifies keeping a child home? Because it places a demand both on a parent, for caregivers. You know, it's kind of difficult when you have to keep them home. So my guest today is Dr. Corey Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. When do we know that it's okay to keep our kids home? And when do we say, hey, guys, suck it up and go to school?
So I think as a parent, you're right. It's really difficult when all of a sudden we just have to change plans mid-morning and try to figure out what we're going to do with a kid who we think may or may not need to stay home from school. So what you first have to think about is your child well enough to participate in class? And I think that's a big thing. For kids, if they're in school, they're expected to perform. So if they're not going to be able to concentrate, if they're falling asleep because they're up all night vomiting, even if they're not vomiting in the morning, it's still probably a good idea to keep them home. So you want to make sure that if you're going to send your kid to school, that they are, you know, really well enough to be able to maybe take that pop quiz they're going to get or whatever. And if they're younger grade, you can always maybe send them and say, call me if they seem to be falling asleep, if they don't seem to be doing well. So it's something that you want to communicate with the teacher if they're a younger kid, and older kids obviously can do that themselves. Next, you want to think about, are they contagious to another child? So you don't want to be sending your kid to school so they get the whole rest of the class and the teacher sick. That's just not fair to other kids. So are they well enough to participate? Are they contagious? And then there's some things that you have to think about. Do they have a fever? Have they had diarrhea? Have they had vomiting? All those things that parents think about.
So if they don't have, let's start with if they've been vomiting, if they've had a fever and the school says 24 hours, if they had strep throat and they haven't been on their antibiotics for 24 hours, okay, those are all reasons. But now just the basic sniffles, sneezing, or coughing. So you said if they can't participate in class. But what if they can participate maybe not to their fullest energy level? Can you give them Motrin and shove them on their way so that at least their symptoms are managed? Maybe they feel a little better, give them a good breakfast. I mean, you know, what do you do?
It really does depend on how sick they are. So you're absolutely right. Most schools have policies that if your child has a 101 fever or higher, that they need to be fever-free for 24 hours. The same with diarrhea and vomiting. They want them symptom-free for 24 hours. And they want to make sure that if they've been started on antibiotics, either for pink eye or for strep throat, that they've been on that for 24 hours as well. But when you're talking about they have a cold, so they have a headache, you're going to give them some Motrin for that achiness, not for a fever, because that's not right. But if you give it to them for the achiness or something like that, of course, you can give them some Motrin. If they're older, you can give them some of the Dayquil. We don't use the over-the-counter cold medicines for younger kids, but for older kids, that's absolutely fine. And if they seem up to it, then yes, they can go. Some of these colds, they linger for, you know, 5-6 days. You can't have them home for that long, so that's completely understandable. When we're talking about the littler kids, you don't want to send them to school if they can't wipe their own nose and it's, you know, copious discharge. That's just not fair to the teacher. But for older kids, of course, if they can go to school and they can manage through and muster through with a little bit of Motrin, then I think it's absolutely fine to send them. Because really, they can't stay home for the whole length of that illness, but they need to stay home when they actually are very sick and contagious.
Okay, so they can't obviously, as you say, stay home. Then what do you do for them? If they, Dr. Cross, stay home, because they really just aren't up to it, and you think, okay, you know, they're not going to be learning much, they're not going to be able to think very well, and then they're home, and 2 hours later, you're like, okay, they're bored, and they seem to be feeling fine. Do you take them to school? Do you let them miss that day?
It depends on the age and what they're actually missing. So if they seem to be better by lunchtime, and you know that there is, you know, something that they're preparing for, that they really should be in there if they're in, you know, AP history and, you know, the lectures are important, they're getting ready for those AP tests, yeah, then they can go in midday. If they're in second grade and they're missing, I don't know, something that's really not going to make a long-term difference, then you might be able to keep them home. It also depends on you. It depends on, you know, keeping your child home is hugely inconvenient for a lot of parents who are working. So you really have to have a backup plan. And before the kids get sick, say, okay, what do I do if they get sick? Is it okay with my employer if I work from home? Do I have a neighbor or a babysitter or a relative who can watch the child? So those are things that you have to have figured out a little bit in advance. And then a lot of times you have to call an audible and figure out what you're going to do when the situation arises.
How is threatening that if they're going to stay home, you're going to take them to the doctor?
Well, that's another good point. So a lot of schools, if you do keep them home, will want a doctor's note to return to school. So you do have to know your school's policy, because often if you are keeping them home, you're going to need a note to return to school.
Okay, and those cold symptoms, sneezing, the icky stuff coming out of their nose. You know, teachers could look sideways at you if you send your kid to school that way, because clearly they're contagious, but it's just a cold.
True. So it depends, again, on the age. The older kids, they tend to let that go more often because kids know to wash their hands, they know to cover their mouths when they cough, they can wipe their own noses. For the younger kids, you really do have to think, am I going to get this whole class sick? Do I want every other parent having to go through this? And sometimes you do have to, you know, be socially minded and, you know, inconvenience yourself so that you don't get the rest of the class sick. And that's part of going to school. That's part of the responsibilities of parents to make sure that they're not going to get the rest of the class and the teacher sick. For older kids, again, you know, they can handle not getting other people sick a little bit better. But if they truly are just hacking up a storm, you have to keep them home. And I think it also comes down to communicating with that teacher, particularly in the school age kids, the kids less than high school. Most people have their teacher's email address. You can email them and say, you know, so-and-so's been a little under the weather. They were sick this weekend. They're looking better today. I'm sending them. If you feel uncomfortable, please contact me, you know, but also know they're probably not up to taking a pop quiz, that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe they could have a little extra time for homework because they're probably going to need to sleep tonight. You know, you can communicate with the teacher. They are people too. And often, you know, if you talk to them about what's going on, they're a lot more understanding.
Now, fevers, 99, is that, you know, do you keep a child home for anything over, you know, 98.6 or whatever, or is 99 not enough? Does it have to be over 101? And then if it's fine for the middle of the afternoon till the night, then can you send them to school the next day? What's the rule on fevers?
Absolutely. So, you know, low-grade fevers, that's okay. If it's 101, then you can consider it a fever. But if they had 101 yesterday and they wake up this morning and their fever is 99, they can go to school if they look good to you. I mean, I think that's completely fair. If they're starting to get sick and, you know, their temperature is, you know, 99, then it's 100, then it's 100.9, and you're like, maybe I can send them, maybe I can't. Well, no. If it's the beginning of the illness and you're watching it creep up, then you're probably better off keeping them home, because you're only going to get a phone call an hour and a half later when they say, your child has 102 fever, please come get them. But if you're on the tail end of it and, you know, they were sick yesterday and this morning they wake up with a very low-grade fever, usually they're good to go. Usually they're over the hump.
It's great advice, Dr. Cross. So wrap it up for us. You have about a minute left. Wrap up when to keep your child home. Your best advice, if a parent were to call you and say, when do I keep my child home, what would you tell them?
I would say keep them home when they are too sick to actually get anything out of going to school. Keep them home when you are really certain that they're contagious and it's just not the right thing to send them to school and get everybody else sick. Keep them home if they've had a fever of 101 or higher in the last 24 hours, if they have diarrhea or vomiting in the last 24 hours, if they have a really serious and severe cough and copious discharge coming out of their nose, and that's just not fair to send them to school. Keep them home if they've started antibiotics and they haven't been on them for 24 hours, so they need to be on that for 24 hours. Pink eye, again, 24 hours of treatment. And other than that, if they just have, you know, run-of-the-mill cold for the winter, then you can send them and communicate with their teacher that if they look like they get worse during the day, to please contact you.
That's great advice because, you know, parents go through this every single day all over this country. Do I send my child to school? Think of all the things that Dr. Cross has told you today. And if you missed any of them, listen again on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Share this one with your friends because I'm sure they're asking the same questions we are. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.